It's time to Trust Us, presented by Dustin DeHart at Nova Home Loans. Call him today at 577-2600.
Caulfield and Company rolling on Tuesday afternoon. We are jumping out of here at 3:30. Bunch of sports going on tonight. We're already underway with the Dodgers and the Braves. Remember, Clayton Kershaw scratched with back spasms. Ugh.
Again?
Here we go again, Dustin. Oh, Dustin DeHart, Nova Home Loans, joining us here in studio. It's always the back with Clayton Kershaw, isn't it?
He, if it wasn't for that, do you think he could have been at the top of the echelon of one of the best pitchers ever? I mean, he still kind of is, but I mean, because of the injuries, he's never going to get, you know, that,
you know, the velocity
top five guy, you know what I mean?
I think you could still make an argument for Clayton Kershaw being among that, because he kind of has the LeBron thing of he's been excellent for so long I think we're going to look back at the end and realize he was so good right from the jump that the only problem you're going to have looking at him, and again, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. There's no question about it. But in terms of that upper echelon of, you know,
Sandy Koufax
and Bob Gibson and Randy Johnson and those guys. In terms of those guys, it's going to be the playoffs. Yeah. And the narrative sucks, but until the Dodgers win a championship, I don't think you're going to be able to put him into that top class discussion. Dustin's here as he always is on Tuesday afternoons. We're going to talk a little fantasy football, talk about the real estate market here in Las Vegas. And we got to start, Dustin, when we talk about the Tuesday night waiver wire and getting your team set up for next week. There are going to be a lot of people replacing Dak Prescott in their lineups, man.
Yeah,
injury was just gruesome. You've got Dak?
Well, I'm playing Cofield, which sucks. So, yeah, I need 45 points out of Derrick Henry tonight. Probably not happening, so Dak probably screwed me, and yeah, my team's just been decimated. And he was my savior. Like this, God, every week's putting up 40 points, and what a brutal injury!
I'm with you, dude.
It just sucks with his salary. I feel so bad for him. Oh God, you know.
All right, so you're a football fan. What's the first big like gruesome injury like Dak's that you remember watching?
Well, it's Theismann, right? Of course. But you know what? I'm a Niners fan. Now, maybe the injury wasn't as bad. It was a pinky, right? But the fact that Ronnie Lott cut his finger off to play the next week, like, that's got to be at the top of the echelon of maybe coolest injuries ever. I mean, maybe not the worst injury, right? Like, you know what? Just cut it off so I can play next week. Like, that was... when I tell people that don't know that, they're like, are you serious?
Like, that's like out of one of those Saw movies, right? Like you have to choose whether to lose a limb or sit out the biggest game of your season.
How can you not respect that guy even more, even if he didn't do that, right? I mean, it's just, he's amazing.
Theismann, I think, is up there for me. Yeah. And I'm a Giants fan, so I remember, you know, Lawrence Taylor being a part of that. We've had Joe Theismann in studio here and talked about that with him. And the other one, I think you'll probably remember this one too, was Napoleon Kaufman with the Raiders when they basically twisted half his upper body one way and then snapped his leg, and he almost lost his leg in that situation. And it's one of the scariest things I've ever seen on a football field. And maybe Dak's wasn't at quite that level, but you know, a serious thing with Dak Prescott with that compound fracture of his ankle. So what are you, when you look in your league and you're looking at the quarterbacks who are available, what are you thinking you might do to try to replace Dak?
Well, I mean, the obvious choice is Dalton. I mean, like, he's got the weapons, right? I mean, look, at the defense isn't getting any better. The dude's still going to probably throw the ball 30 to 40 times a game, right? I mean, is he going to be that bad? I mean, is he Dak? And Dak wasn't running as much as he normally was, right? I'm not pretending like I'm some fantasy expert, but it would not shock me if Andy Dalton for the rest of the year was a top 10 quarterback going forward.